And this next one is called The Nightingale. My aim in playing it is to make it sound bird-like. In the Renaissance, there wasn't yet expression marks, staccato, legato, crescendos. All of those came later. But I'm sure that by naming it The Nightingale and the choice of the patterns in the piece, that it's supposed to imitate a bird. So let's bring a bird to the concert today.